Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Inflation continues back upward, rising again in the last month. USA's John Schaefer with more.
As inflation continues to surge, significant price hikes are evident across various sectors. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Additionally, AAA is reporting a rise of approximately 20 cents per gallon in the average price of regular gasoline over the past month.
New allegations about Boeing structural issues have surfaced. Lisa Banks, an attorney for a Boeing whistleblower, says he claims the company's 787 Dreamliner is not safe to fly.
He is alleging that Boeing knowingly took a series of manufacturing shortcuts.
Whistleblower Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer, told the New York Times these shortcuts caused parts of the fuselage to be improperly put together, which could result in the plane falling apart after years of use. This as Boeing deals with assembly issues involving its older 737 aircraft. Former President Trump says he would not sign a national abortion ban into law if elected president. Trump called the overturning of Roe v. Wade an incredible achievement, but says abortion laws should be left up to the states to decide. President Biden says publicly the White House is considering what authority he might already have to shut down the U.S. southern border.
Some are suggesting I should just go ahead and try it, and if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court.
During an interview with Univision, in the meantime, Congress has a bill before it that would give a U.S. president that authority. So far, it has stalled. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
President Biden relating to Latino voters this week. Polling has shown him lagging in Latino support that has traditionally gone to Democratic candidates.
There's not a fundamental difference in the value set between Irish Catholic neighbors I grew up in Latinos. It's about faith. It's about family. It's about togetherness. It's about having each other's back.
During that same interview with Univision this week, there are some in the Northeast still feeling aftershocks from last week's earthquake in New Jersey and New York. Dave Collins with more.
The most recent was yesterday morning at 10:22 when a 2.6 magnitude quake registered just southwest of Gladstone, New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey says that it's totally normal for aftershocks to continue for a week to 10 days or so after a quake. I'm Dave Collins.
Like a story out of Hollywood, the U.S. Coast Guard confirms they rescued three stricken fishermen who'd become stranded on a desert island in the Pacific. The men from Micronesia had taken a 20-foot boat out 100 miles from the next closest populated island when the outboard motor on their vessel broke down. After their radio went dead, the three men survived on a small deserted island for about a week. They decided to spell the word help on the beach. A U.S. Navy jet spotted the message April 7th, and a Coast Guard cutter came to their rescue on Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
well, good morning to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and John Whitehead going to be joining us. He is the, of course, the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute. He's a constitutional attorney and author of Battlefield America. All that John has been warning us, it seems like for the last decade, because you could see the slow creep, but now it's not slowly creeping anymore. I mean, it's like on a downhill run at us, our government running amok. There's tyranny by the numbers taking place. You know, just look at it. John said, hey, the government's going to come after your money. And that's exactly what they're doing. Any way they can get to it. And, of course, the government, not only that, wants to play God. Of course, that's a small g God, but regardless, God nonetheless. And that should not be a surprise. Again, I remind you, it was in 2000, the Democratic Party at their national convention said that they needed to take God out of the convention, much to the disdain of at least 50% of those that were in attendance, if you might recall. And so what has happened since then is the Democratic Party has moved further and further away from a capital G God and have declared themselves God themselves, whether it has to do with your kids before they're born, after they're born, gender choices, education, just go on down the line. This government has become more and more tyrannical, brought to you by Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. It is that clear. Okay. I mean, there's no if, ands, or buts about it. Yes, you can declare that the Republicans have been asleep and maybe have not fought as hard as they should. But there's a lot to understand in terms of the nuance of what is going on in the Beltway. But surely our constitutional republic is clearly in dire distress. And it's on life support, John Whitehead.
Well, yeah, it's definitely on life support. I would say that it's nearly dead, and it's going to take something really important if we're going to have any hope. It's going to have to come from we the people.
Exactly.
But we the people are asleep, and our heads have been banged, our minds have been banged with all the stuff going on, and as the studies show, we're run by a group. What the FBI called an elite memo, the Seventh Floor Group.
Yes.
Which a study out of Princeton shows is 385 billionaires that run everything. And I'll just say it, politicians aren't elected, they're selected. We're not a democracy, we're in a bureaucracy. And
yes.
They run everything, they direct us with all the money they suck out of us and all the rights. They don't see us as having any rights at all, the government. And they think they are God, that they can decide what they want to, but they forget, well, not forget, but they want us to forget how this country was founded. It was founded by men of the Christian faith who believe that all our rights come from the Creator.
Exactly.
And they were inalienable rights, which means they're non-transferable. You can't give them away. You can pretend you want to give them away, But if you start doing that, the whatever entity you're giving it away to is going to suck it up and turn it against you, and that's what we've seen. And so we've become very limp-handed, silly people. And, I mean, I know this. I mean, when our two... Listen, our biggest debtor in terms of what we owe, this country is so deep in debt, $31 trillion plus, and we owe China and Japan as our two biggest debtors. I'm going, China, which is one, a dictatorship of the one of the worst degrees, and as Edward Snowden said about 6 months ago, he was shocked at the more he saw how China was influenced in the United States and other countries, and that's exactly where we're headed. And in China, you have the social credit scores. They watch everything you do. We're seeing the same thing happen in America. I mean, people are thrown off Facebook, Twitter, whatever, if they say the wrong word now. And so we're in a deep hole, folks. And I'm telling people what we need are a bunch of good rebels. Now, the rebels are individuals who care about other people and start standing up and fighting back against this government. If not, there is no hope.
Well, we've got some rebels right now. They're in the Washington, D.C. gulags and other prisons around the country, and these were the ones that protested on January the 6th. So there is a little bit of taste there. But, you see, it's representative of where this country is right now, because where is the outrage, you know, from America at large? Because, you know, as you said, whether we say inalienable or unalienable, both are the one and the same. They mean the same thing. I know sometimes people are confused, but the fact of the matter is, as John said, these are rights given to us by God, not the government. Now think about what those three enumerated rights say. Life, okay, that is our right to life. And guess what's happened? The government has been promoting death at every turn. Look at abortion, for example, okay? That's a violation of our inalienable, our God-given right, is what they've done to life. They've gotten us involved in endless wars. They've put our young people at risk and murdered our people for their own self-aggrandizement to satisfy their own greed and ambition, John. So they violated that principle.
80,000 SWAT team raids annually. They're crashing into people's homes. The FBI now is shooting veterans in their own homes. America.
Right. Yeah. So, and these are the stories that you're... Yeah, exactly. So you got life, you got liberty. Look at our liberties, how they've been compromised. Look what happened with COVID, clearly. I mean, these rights are come from God, not from Joe Biden, not from the Democratic Party or Dr. Fauci or others that self-determined that, we can take your liberty away. And at every turn, this is what's happening. And the pursuit of happiness. How happy are you? The government is getting in the way and they're impeding our right to pursue happiness with all the shenanigans they're up to. They are in direct violation of our Constitution and, dare I say, God himself, John Whitehead.
And the Declaration of Independence, which in schools today, they don't teach the Bill of Rights very well, and they don't read the Declaration of Independence. Many schools, they don't read the Declaration of Independence because that preamble written by Thomas Jefferson says, we can throw you out, Mr. Government, if you don't listen to what we say. They don't want people thinking like rebels, you know. They don't want someone who'll get out there and say, I'm not taking this crap anymore. But I'm seeing it everywhere. If you go to our website, Rutherford.org, we write on all the time. I'm seeing cases, the people arrested for speaking out on free speech, all those things. We're seeing veterans arrested for posting stuff on social media. They don't want, again, but you know, you're an extremist today if you play a certain video game. They're watching everything. And now Biden has his own big Second Amendment group called the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center or the Department of Justice. They're coming after your guns, folks. They don't want you to have a gun. Second Amendment rights are out the window.
Well, this is why they're going after, you know, former military, former law enforcement, people of faith, John, because these were the very same people that were the foundation and backbone to the patriots that, in a sense, drove this American idea, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
And so, as John says, patriots, we need you. And there's no doubt there's a cost for freedom. I mean, we see it happening around the world. Other nations, they want freedom, but they're not willing to pay the price. And what do? They end up still enslaved. This is not part of the DNA of America. And the generation ahead of us is expecting this generation you and me to stand up against tyranny, because that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. I know you never thought that we would come to this point in time, but welcome to Joe Biden's America. The tyrannical ruler that he is, and these oligarchs that John is referring to. And we've got more from John Whitehead. We've got to go to break. He is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute. And, of course, his book, Battlefield America, that you must read. Get your hands on it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Talking with John Whitehead, the constitutional attorney, author, and founder and president of the Rutherford Institute. He reminds us what Adolf Hitler said, that a good leader, commands a sleepwalking people. That is the force, is that, people are, they're sleepwalking. you raise the level, their own personal threat level, to such a degree that they're concerned about their own very existence instead of the greater story. And this is what's happening in our country, John. People just say, hey, Bill, you know, I'd love to get involved, but, you know, I got bills to pay. I mean, this Biden inflation is costing us $1,100, $1,200 more a month for the same thing we paid a year ago. I mean, that's disgusting what this government is doing, so much for the pursuit of happiness, right? And what our Declaration of Independence had put out before us in our Constitution. Oh, yeah. Right?
Well, I keep telling people that if the government says they can actually be the God and set forth the rights, then we're less than human. They don't see us as human beings. And they don't want anybody that's going to speak back and talk back. Right. They hate that. You know, that's what the Rutherford Institute's been doing. I've been doing it for over 40 years, defending people who say, hey, we're not taking this crap anymore. We're going to fight back. They march in Washington and stuff like that. And you'll get punished for it. I mean, there are great thinkers of the past. You go down the list. Henry David Thoreau, one of the great thinkers of all time in America, mm-hmm. a lot of people haven't read him, but he said, disobedience is the foundation of freedom. And you have people like Jesus Christ who said, I'm not putting up with this stuff. If he had just hung around and said, I'll drink beer with you guys and hang around, you know, but he didn't. He fought back. He said, I want to give the people the truth, you know, about what's really going on in this country. They didn't want him talking, so they crucified him. And it's going to be very, very difficult, folks. But I would say this, if there is a heaven, do you want to go in and someone go, well, listen, you were one of the worst people in the world. You didn't help anybody. You just sit around your butt and watch TV. And the average American watches 150 hours of television a month or some screen devices, and you didn't do anything about it. Or you'd rather be that or someone walk in and say, hey, way to go. You might have died for what was good, but you did something good. You did something for people, your fellow human beings. And that's the key. We're here to help one another, not the government. The government, governments from the beginning of time have always gone toward corruption. You get the Roman Empire, and you look at all the governments down from the beginning. They become very corrupt because people start, what does the Bible say? The love of money is the root of all evil. Yeah. They love money. They want money. They want money from us and control it. That's why if you read the commentary that my wife and I just put out called Tyranny by the Numbers, look at all those numbers and all the money they're taking from the American people and not giving us anything back. But they'll send a SWAT team in, smash our home down, shoot a veteran in his home because someone spread a rumor about him, and now with these new Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment stuff the Biden administration is doing, they want to enforce these red flag gun laws. If someone in your community sees you and just thinks you're doing something wrong or something, they can raid your home and try to find your weapon. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is the end of the United States, folks, and it depends on one thing if we're going to save it. The American citizens need to fight back.
Exactly. John, what do you make of these parents whose son, killed the kids and now the parents are going to spend 10, 11 years in jail? What do you make? What is this telling us?
Well, it's telling you that we live in an insane society, basically. Yes. Yeah. This society is moving so anti-gun. And I'll put it this way, maybe I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but some of these things that we're seeing happen around the country, study the history of the CIA and all these groups that have put up fictional things that happen and arrest people, put them away and stuff like that. MK Ultra, read about this, folks. We've written about this on our website, by the way. You need to, again, the thing I say every time on your program, Bill, education precedes action.
Exactly.
Get educated. Find out what this country's been doing for a long time and start turning it back. We do not have a government that believes in rights or liberty or any of that. No. Again, if we have 80,000 SWAT team raids occurring annually, they don't believe in private property. They're crashing through people's doors in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
I mean, they don't give a damn about our rights, folks. You know why? Because we sit on our butt and allow it to happen.
That's right. Yeah, without a doubt. So what is it telling us that parents now are liable for their children? I mean, this is with little debate. This is moving on emotion and a sentiment, John. But what is the legal ground in a sense here for them to charge the parents for, the sins of the son?
It's saying that the government is the parent.
Yeah.
They're taking over parental rights. They've taken over everything. I mean, when the government, like I said, it can decide life, and whether you live or die, or again, abortion, you go through the list, okay? You have no rights. And now they're saying, we're the parent. We'll decide what to do, you know, somehow. If your kid does something stupid, we're going to punish you for it. But they've already punished you for it, folks, because you've paid over thousands upon thousands of dollars of money to them so that they can do illegal activities.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, they've contributed to this, and if they're going to be the parent, why aren't they in jail? Not the parents, because the parents then, you know, at this point, their parental rights and responsibilities are subordinated because of all these cultural influences that the government has participated and has grown. It's as if the government has promoted this. They haven't done anything to dissuade this. I mean, John, reportedly, you know, you have FBI for having foreknowledge of these shootings on campuses, and they've done nothing time and again.
No, yeah, got, correct, yeah.
So here they are. I mean, you know, I guess at the end of the day, you know, your point is what you and Nisha had written about is we're $34 trillion in debt. What's the ROI? What's the return on investment? I mean, of $34 trillion in debt. I don't see anything coming back. I just see outgo.
No.
There's no income. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, it's all distorted, but that's because we've allowed it to happen. Like I said, this country was started by people. Churches, by the way, I've written a book called An American Dream, where I write about the Declaration of Independence and all that happened, but it was the ministers who basically lit the fire and said, let's fight back, let's not put up
right.
this
They took up arms, right? I mean, they're in the pulpit preaching with their sidearms. You know, that's how serious they were about this because they understood. Yes, go ahead.
They were called the Black Regiment.
Yes.
There was a reason the British, when they entered towns in America during the American Revolution, they burned the churches first. That's where the Patriots met.
Right, exactly. Well, look, there is a pattern here, and there is a reason that certain institutions are being attacked by this tyrannical government. We are in the way of this government. They want to get rid of us. People of faith, patriots, you know, former law enforcement, former military, because they know that we are the ones who will stand up, who have taken a vow, especially military, John, as you are, you know, we've taken a vow, and that kind of vow isn't one that comes with an expiration date, is it?
No, and like I said, you talk about the military, you're automatically under Operation Vigilant Eagle now, Department of Homeland Security. When you come back, they watch what everything a veteran does now. They come to their doors now if they do the wrong kind of email, and again, they contact us and we help them out, but it's tyranny, you know. It's just, it makes absolutely no sense that because someone says, I don't like what the government's doing, the government arrives at your door and threatens to put you in jail. They're doing it.
John, a little over a minute left. We need a simplified battle plan. We have got to bring, you know, the regiments together, and they need to understand one or two, maximum three, action plans that they need to enact right now with a sense of urgency. What do you say?
I say that get together in your local communities and exercise the 10th Amendment, which allows local communities to nullify acts of the federal government and start bringing freedom in your local communities to fight that what's going on in Washington, D.C. It's very corrupt, folks.
Can you imagine one local community starts lighting it up, John? What's going to happen?
It'll light up across the country, folks. So get going. You can do it, but you're going to have to get your fellow patriots together, rebels, and fight back.
You've got to be intentional. You've got to want to do this and get away from those screens, as John said. I mean, you think about how much time is spent in amusement and all that we know that amusement is without mind. That's what amusement means. You're really, you know, just selling out your mind at a time when we need you all in, including your mind as well. John Whitehead has been with us from the Rutherford Institute. Thank you, John. Take care.
Sustainability Accelerator is a pro bono social impact program that applies IBM technologies such as hybrid cloud and IBM Watson X AI and an ecosystem of experts to enhance and scale nonprofit and government organization initiatives, helping populations especially vulnerable to environmental threats, including climate change, extreme weather, and pollution. IBM will select 5 participating organizations to form the Resilient Cities Cohort, applying technologies like AI through projects that aim to support urban populations and make cities more resilient, safe, and sustainable in the long term. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM Vice President and Chief Impact Officer.
After 3 years working to improve lives and uplift vulnerable communities around the world, we're proud to recognize the success of the IBM Sustainability Accelerator by enhancing both our impact and our investment in the program.
IBM has committed to invest $45 million worth of in-kind donations of technology and services over the next 5 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator Program, increasing investment in the program by 50%. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Many parts of the southern U.S. grappling with severe storm damage and tornadoes, including twisters reported in Louisiana and Texas Wednesday. High winds, hail, and heavy rain drenched and pelted communities all across the south. Also, the start of Thursday morning's PGA Masters golf tournament delayed due to bad weather. Officials with Augusta National say it was pushed to 9 a.m. Eastern. Break me off a piece of that Krispy Kreme donut?
Krispy Kreme is unveiling 3 fresh flavors of Kit Kat donuts for a limited period. Donuts and candy enthusiasts alike can select from the Kit Kat Cookie Dream Donut, the Kit Kat Salted Caramel Brownie Donut, and the Kit Kat Crunch Donut.
The list of charges filed against Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been released in connection with that hit-and-run crash he caused on a Dallas interstate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The America, Bill Martinez here, checking the clock. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for DeRoy Murdoch. Yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You know, just boy, I'll tell you, we're 200 days or so, plus or minus, out, you know, from the election, and can't wait. I mean, this is a lifeline that the universe is sending to the American people. And the question is, will the American people take advantage of this lifeline that's being put out there and can overwhelm? Are they prepared to really fight back in a way that they've never fought back before, even during the era of the silent majority awakening? I mean, this has to be a full court press for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness if we're going to overcome the diabolical movement and shenanigans of the left.
Well, I think you're right about that, and you said the election's 200 days off, plus or minus. That's election day. As you know, we now have election quarter, not November 5, which is actually election day. People will start voting early in states across the country, probably as many. I think Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken, has the most days of early voting, or maybe it's Minnesota. I think it's one of those two states, and so give or take 50, 51, 52 days, so you're talking roughly 7 weeks. So the election really is about 150 days away. That's when it all starts. I'm against early voting but this is what we have, and I think this stuff ought to be gotten rid of. There are two federal statutes, in fact, that the state election day has to be on the first Tuesday next after the first Monday in November for U.S. House, U.S. Senate, and President of the United States. And we ought to be in court right now litigating all that. I don't know why the GOP
exactly.
is so shy and, so, and too nice to do it, but at least for the time being, we're stuck with these awful quote-unquote temporary rules that were imposed during COVID by the Democrats. And so in that respect, the election is really about 150 days away, not 200 days away. So get ready. And that means you ought to be, everyone hearing our voices should be out knocking on doors, making phone calls, talking to your friends, registering voters, making sure you're registered, helping people who are immobile, whatever it is, get to the polls. You know, people have early ballots. You can vote early, whatever it is. But we got to get as big a turnout as possible and make sure that Donald J. Trump has not only the appropriate number of votes to win, but also the appropriate number of ballots to win. And he has more ballots than Biden and the Democrats. And my fear is that Trump will have more votes, but Biden and the Democrats will have more ballots. And the ballots secure the victory, not the votes. And I think you understand the distinction between the two.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, of course, and we know that what Biden effected with that executive order 3 years ago in empowering the bureaucracy of D.C. and throughout the country, I don't know, millions basically of profligates who have been empowered to go out there and secure the vote. And so they're, you know, to your point, they are knocking on doors. They're the ones that are, you know, and they're doing it in a way with a clear advantage, because what they have is they've got the database of everybody that's on the dole. So anybody that's on Social Security, any entitlement program whatsoever, welfare, they got their names, their addresses, and these bureaucrats are talking to them, and you already know the bias. The bias clearly is for the Democratic Party, and they're telling them, then look, at if you expect your entitlements to continue, yeah, you better make sure that you give me your ballot, or if we need to, we'll have somebody come by and pick it up, and you know, we'll even fill it out for you, so you don't even have to waste your own ink. I mean, this is how diabolical and programmed this is. So, you know, to your point, if those of us who believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if we don't fight back and put an equal amount of pressure, the only thing we can count on is the bureaucrats are such that they're kind of lazy by instinct anyway. It's not like they're going to hustle, right? So, but still, they're going to generate a good number. But if you have passion, just like the American patriots that started this great American idea, if we can tap into that passion and fight back in a courageous and a concerted manner, then we can make a dent against all the cheating that everybody is willing to accept. DeRoy, I'm kind of shocked by it. Like, oh yeah, we know they're going to cheat. Wait a minute. Come on. I mean, like, you're going to go into a Super Bowl game and you're going to know that the other team is going to cheat, and you're going to go in and play the game anyway? I don't understand.
Yeah,
that.
Well, you go in and you play as hard as you can and make as much noise when you see cheating. You know, you don't just say, oh, look, they're cheating. Isn't that cute? No, you stand up and scream at the top of your lungs and you make as much noise as possible. And if it involves electoral cheating, you know, you take these bastards to court. You know, you go into federal court and you sue them. And you sue and you sue and you sue. And I will give the Democrats tremendous credit for this. They have thousands, literally thousands of lawyers who are just sitting there like junkyard dogs. And the second the Republicans do anything, you know, bring in a poll watcher or take a look and say, we are going to keep a real careful eye on that precinct, they go right to court, boom, like that. And all of a sudden, you've got to go back into court and respond to them. I don't like it, but boy, I respect it. We need to be as aggressive and as ferocious as they are. And they are both of those things. Michael Watson is the Secretary of State of Mississippi, and he's suing over this executive order that Joe Biden signed, I think it was not long after he came into office.
Exactly.
And among other things, it says that the U.S. Marshals Service should go into federal prisons and inform prisoners of their rights to vote and make it easy for them to vote in prison. Now, some people are maybe infamous misdemeanors have a right to vote, but a lot of felons do not have the right to vote. And, you know, my fear is that, you know, you've got 1,000 guys in a prison. Maybe I'm making up the numbers. Maybe 300 of them have a right to vote, but other people mix in and fill in forms, and all of a sudden you've got some felons voting that shouldn't be. And you've got the U.S. Marshals using our money, collecting their ballots and dropping their ballots off. And so
exactly.
Felons voting shouldn't be. You know, with ballot harvesting, or ballot trafficking, if you want to call it that. It's going to be very easy for people to hand out ballots at illegal alien centers, get those people to vote. These people who've come across the border are not citizens. They don't even have green cards. I have no doubt they'll be voting in this election. And, you know, back in the old days, we actually had to show up at a precinct. Some people might look and say, well, you look like you just got here for various reasons. Now those people are invisible. The ballot harvesting people come by, pick up their ballots at midnight, drop them off at, you know, 9:30 in the morning at the ballot counting center, and boom, they're mixed in with the legitimate ballots. And I have no doubt that the Democrats will be doing this. They have many places where you are registered to vote automatically if you get a driver's license.
Like in California. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. If you're a legal alien, go ahead, get your driver's license, and surprise, surprise, you're automatically registered to vote. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm.
Now, you got a ballot that's sent to your house. And then what happens is you got the ballot, and then knock, knock, knock on the door, and you got these Democratic, ballot harvesters that say, hey, we know you got a ballot. Yeah, but I'm not a citizen. Don't worry about it. Just give me the ballot. I'll take care of it for you.
Just fill it out. We'll take care of it. Don't worry. Don't worry your little head about this. Right. And the people knocking the doors, by the way, will not just be members of Teachers Union and members of the SEIU Union. Biden's got this brilliant idea for a climate corps. I don't know, 50,000 people in the so-called climate corps. This will be like the global warming police. Well, guess what? Their first job is not to go fight global warming. Their first job is to knock on doors and get people registered to vote and collect ballots. So you get the Democrat Party using our taxpayer dollars go get the climate police to go out and collect ballots. I mean, this is the kind of thing we're fighting. And we're basically, we have vote fraud being paid for with our own taxes. I mean, it's abominable and it's disgusting. It's one more reason to flush these people into the sewer where they belong.
Exactly. But again, our side, conservative side, those of us who believe in free and fair elections, we got to understand, what we're up against here. This is the enemy. These are enemies, to the democracy. They talk democracy like as if they're the guardians of democracy. They are obliterating all principles of this democratic republic. We're a democratic republic, so make sure you understand the difference. They use the term democracy.
Exactly.
And so they use the term democracy to shield and hide, what their intention really is, right?
That's right. Well, they love the term our democracy. And I think the term our democracy means any democratic practice that gets Democrats elected.
Exactly.
And the same people will talk about our democracy, and Trump is a threat to our democracy. While at the same time, as you saw, they try to bounce them off the ballot in Colorado and Maine and in Illinois. These are the same people, I say, like they're registering, letting people register automatically at DMV, at motor vehicle offices around the country, whether they want to be registered or not.
That's the bottom line. We've got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, With youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
As promised, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor, National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch, continues with us. To put a bow around all this, no doubt we're going to be dealing with cheating at an epic level. It was proven that they could get away with it. You know, it didn't matter that they soiled the whole process with a lot of illegal votes, and they got their outcome that they wanted. And though, you know, we're finding out painfully what was reported on in the early days, DeRoy, is in fact true. But meanwhile, look at what we've had to live with for 3.5 years. It'll be 4 years of the Joe Biden administration, the worst president ever, and the damage that he's done to this Democratic Republic and to the people at large.
Oh, the damage has been enormous, and I agree with you on the worst president ever. I mean, I think up until now, people have considered Jimmy Carter the worst president ever because of the energy crisis, the inflation, the Iran hostage crisis, and everything else. Jimmy Carter at least had the excuse that this was his first time in Washington, his first federal office. He'd been governor of Georgia, never been in Washington, D.C. He might have been overwhelmed, didn't know the city, et cetera. Joe Biden has been in Washington, D.C. since January 1973. He'd been there basically for 50 years.
Right.
And so he had... you know, given his background, the fact he'd served, I think, 6 terms in the U.S. Senate and then 8 years as vice president, this guy should have come in knowing where, you know, all the buttons to push, all the numbers to call, who to approach about whatever problem. And things should be just smooth and glorious at this point.
Well, the fact is he did know all the buttons to push, but not for the people, for himself and his family.
Yeah, for himself. Well, there you
right.
go. Yep.
Exactly.
And the situation on the border, you know, people said it's, well, it's Joe Biden's greatest failure. No, it's his greatest success. He has gotten exactly what he wanted, which is the destruction of the U.S.-Mexico border. About 9 million people, 9 million illegal aliens coming across the border, including 1.6 million gotaways. We have no idea who they are, where they're going. They just took off. And we've seen them, you know, through binoculars and telescopes, but we have no clue who these people are, where
exactly.
they're going, where they came from. I've always thought, I call these people FDAs, Future Democrats of America. And I think the goal is that these people at some point, whether it's this November or once these people get amnesty and everything else, they'll start voting and 51% or more of them will vote Democrat. Mission accomplished. And the Democrats have got their brand new margin of victory. I think that was his intention. It has all been willful and deliberate. and these people are here now. It's going to be very difficult to get them out. And at some point, they'll be voting, and I think they'll vote more Democrat than Republican, and that's the entire intention. So that was not George, Joe Biden's failure. I think it's been his biggest success. I don't applaud it. I think it's appalling, but it's something that ought to get done. I think he's gotten it done probably well beyond his expectations or even aspirations.
Well, DeRoy, I think the best we could hope for is that they only become voters for the Democratic Party. What's worse yet is all the terrorists that are involved in these numbers that we have no idea. And knowing that it only took 19 terrorists to do the damage they did in 2001, 9/11, and we've got hundreds, could be thousands of terrorists operating. It's already reported, according to the CPB, we've got Hamas enclaves operating within the United States. Hamas, the same people that are creating all the havoc in Israel, as we know right now. So the danger that's lurking is... I think it is missing out of the calculation here, and you kind of point to this in your latest article at thedailysignal.com with highlighting six of the many victims of Biden's border bloodbath. Report on that, if you would, please.
Yeah, sure. This is a piece I've got. The Daily Signal is running it. It's also on Newsmax. You can find it in both places. And I talk about the carnage that we're seeing from people who've come across the border. You mentioned terrorists. We had under 4 years of Donald J. Trump, a grand total of 11 people on the terrorist watch list caught at the border. Under Biden, not 4 years, but 3 years plus, 351 people on the terrorist watch list apprehended on the border, up 3,090%. This is what Joe Biden calls going back to normal. Now, fortunately, I don't believe we've seen a terrorist attack from these people, although we've caught a couple of guys. One guy said... He wanted to build a bomb. Thankfully, it didn't go off. But my fear is that at some point between now and could be tomorrow, could be months or weeks or months, who knows when, one or more of these people who have come in, not the ones who have been caught, but the ones who have gotten past the Border Patrol, are in here and they're going to do something ugly and maim and kill Americans. And it could be hideous. In the meantime, we do know that the people who have come in who are not necessarily terrorists, but they're just standard criminals, that number... also is enormous. I explained on the Daily Signal and also at Newsmax. Under this, is according to Border Customs and Border Protection, under Trump, we had a grand total of about 100. The figure was about 8 foreign citizen criminals who were convicted of homicide or manslaughter between 2017 and 2019. Equivalent period, first three fiscal years of Biden, 151. That's up 1,787%. Huge increase in the number of illegal aliens who've murdered Americans. We all know the story, tragic, terrible story of Lakin Riley, the young nursing student who was killed by a Venezuelan illegal alien. But we've got multiple examples. I give just a half a dozen of them in my piece. We had a Brazilian named Everton Candido. He came across the border in Tecate, California. He drove without a license in Medford, Massachusetts in October of 2022, struck and killed an Army veteran named Walter Wischowski, age 77. We had another guy named Eddie Jose Ortega Alvarez, another Venezuelan, came across the border in May of 2023, May 20th, 2023. Very next day, one day later, he allegedly murdered Honduran illegal named Carmen Unilda Navas Zuniga, stole her cash in El Paso, Texas. Over and over and over again, you have examples of illegal alien drunk drivers or poor drivers driving, high speed, speeding on the wrong way of the street, down the street. One of them smacked into a little boy. It was the day before his 12th birthday. He went into a coma, and a young boy named Travis Wolf went into a coma for several months. He finally, fatal brain injuries became too much, and he was overwhelmed. He passed away March 6th. So you see these examples over and over and over again. The left-wing media don't want to talk about this, but these people aren't just coming in here because they want better lives or they want to come and work hard, whatever. Some of them may be the case. Some of them are deliberate criminals, want to come in and rob us and engage in squatting, whatnot. Some of them, illegals who aren't even don't have driver's licenses, get into cars and smack into people, hit school buses, flip them over, killing children. There's a real bloodshed. There's real carnage attached to this illegal alien foreign invasion that Joe Biden and the Democrats have engineered, and American citizens are dropping dead as a consequence.
Exactly. Well, these presidents of these countries opened up their jails. Donald Trump warned and said this is what's happening. Remember, he said they're not sending their best. people with mental problems, like as if we don't have enough to deal with in our own country right now amongst our own citizens. It's like, okay, hey, let's get all our problems and we're going to deport them, send them, you know, send them north to America. They're taking them in. You got EBT cards, you got free health care, education, and let them let America deal with these problems. And it's too, it's just too much. It's overwhelming. I mean, when you see at times, DeRoy, when Border Patrol has so many people coming through that they can't stop the people, I mean, short of if they'd have to have guns and just start killing people in the river there or something in order to dissuade them from coming across. I mean, to watch our own personnel to be run over like that is just, it's shocking. And you think, What has our country come to?
Yeah, you're talking about the folks, I think it was in El Paso, if I'm not mistaken, who overran the National Guard down on the border in Texas. And you look at it, if you didn't see the little chyron explaining where this was, it looks like Afghanistan or some third world country with U.S. troops on trying to protect a military base and the people just overrunning it. Well, it's actually El Paso, people coming across the, breaking the country across the border with Mexico, and initially these people were arrested and then released. Apparently some of them have been rearrested now. But you know, I've used the term foreign invasion. There's no way you can look at that video and say that's anything other than an invasion. People coming in by the dozens and stampeding our soldiers and stepping over them, injuring some of them. That's an invasion. I can't think of any other word of foreign citizens overwhelming U.S. forces in uniform and neutralizing them and then running into the United States of America. That is a foreign invasion. That's the most polite term one can use to describe what happened down there. And it happens every single day of the week. It's happened every day of Joe Biden's presidency. And we now have 9 million of these people who've come in on his watch. And, you know, some of them might be peaceful. A lot of them are not. None of them has the right to be here, and they all should be deported. And I think come January of next year, if Donald J. Trump is the president, he will begin sending these people home. And if they want to come here, they should do what my ancestor, my parents did, and maybe your ancestors as well.
Yes, exactly.
Go to the U.S. Embassy, fill out the paperwork, and you've got a passport with a visa in it. Then you can come to the United States of America. Until then, you're a foreign invader, and you need to be turned around and sent home at the earliest possible opportunity.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that you can say people are coming here maybe with peaceful intention, but at the border, DeRoy, you got to remember, and I don't know what the number is. I don't think it's anything less than maybe 99% of those that come across the border. They're all gifted with a bracelet from the cartels, and the cartels with that bracelet identifies them in terms of what their service to the cartels will be on the other side of the border. Either they will be human traffickers or be, you know, human trafficked themselves. They will be mules carrying in drugs. Whatever assignment that benefits the cartels that that has a you know, that has a chain of operation that runs through just about every state of the union right now, brought to you by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden. I don't know who else that you can, you know, blame for this, but for, you know, the ruling elites that are in power right now. They've done this to our country. We've got about 35 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up.
They've done this to our country. And as you say, the these people who come into this country usually have to pay money to the cartels to get here. The cartels are making billions of dollars on this.
Mm-hmm.
Number
yes.
one. Number two, some of these people who come in are slaves. They're sex slaves very often, and we have slavery in this country. We're not talking about, okay, well, you know, just pay off somebody at the border and have a good time. They're told, all right, you know, you need to stay here and perform sexual services against your will, and you can't leave. That's called slavery.
You got it. DeRoy Murdoch, as always, appreciate your insight. Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thanks, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know